Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It is, I think it's the 3rd of July 2026. It's 20 past six in the morning, and I'm up on the land. Came up here yesterday, and it was, it's my ex-wife's birthday today, and had to run around a bit yesterday to help my daughter, who's in New Zealand, organise a birthday present for her mum and my ex. And as she is in New Zealand, my daughter that is, of course, she asked me if I would go and get her a hamper of good quality food from Charlie's Farm Shop. And I said, yes, what a splendid idea. That's a lovely present. So I popped over and gathered a whole load of stuff to the quantity that she wanted to spend on her mum. And slurp of coffee coming up. And it included several meats, which they do at Charlie's. Their own grass-fed beef and what have you, sausages, burgers, and various bacon and various things, and then vegetables. What else did we put in there? We put in some vegetables, a whole load of stuff. Now I can't remember exactly. And some raw milk, of course. Some cake. It made a lovely hamper anyway, and they had a box there which they, something had come in, very nice looking box, with, and the lady at Charlie's said, look, I'll go and put some straw in it and make it look nice, and she made it very presentable. So that's really, that was really lovely. And then I dropped it round yesterday so that she could have it today, and then I made my way up here. Julia was down with her folks today visiting, making sure her mum was all right and her dad and all of that, with the kids. So she had a nice time. That was, I guess, in the afternoon. Got to remember everything. And so that was all good, and so I'm up here. What did I get up to? I've been strimming recently. I had to buy a strimmer, and I've been strimming around the edges. And this strimmer's got a blade as well as the nylon string stuff, whatever you call it. It's got both attachments. So I wanted to try out the blade. And the blade's quite vicious, I can tell you. You wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that. I see the sun is struggling to come out, so let's go and get in it. And so, yeah, there's lots of... The main thing about the blade was to get cut through the brambles, and it does do that quite well, actually. Because where I've been clipping and clearing back the brambles, there is... on the ground, there's still the stalks that stick up. It's very difficult with a pair of clippers or shears. Are they garden shears, I think you have to call them? To get really low. But the strimmer, of course, can do that. So I've been doing a bit of that, a bit of clearance, a bit more clearance work, and keeping the grass areas that the lawnmower can't get to done. Now, I have been... We did manage to get this topper. I can't remember if I have it talked about it. The topper is the thing that goes on the back of the tractor. And it's quite an old-fashioned thing. And we did get it finally. It's taken a couple of months, I think, to get all the bits ready for the tractor to unseize up certain bits. They're things called turnbuckles, which... make sure the rear three-point linkage doesn't move about when you connect up to these things. And this topper connects to that. You raise and lower it with the hydraulics. It's all very clever, it's all very vintage, and all the pins and connectors, which you can buy, are readily available. I kept getting sent the wrong sizes. It was really irritating. Anyway, turnbuckles were unseized. We put those in a brazier and heated them up and unseized them where they'd rusted up. And there were some other bits which I had to replace. Anyway, it took months. Anyway, I got this bloody thing going, and I took it onto the... Took it onto the land and tried to, and cut some of the grass with it. And it works. I mean, it works. But the thing is, really and truly now, having got this bloody thing, and it rumbles and it's quite frightening with the PTO turning at the back of it, it is quite a scary thing. But I realised, having sort of operated it, it's where we have now laid out beds, growing beds. There is still a bit of, you know, quite a bit of grass, but we've got trees and other things that we've planted that, unlike if this was just one field and you'd go up and down, up and down, up and down, actually, it's too, really, it's too big and ungainly to get into the areas that you want to. So I think it's going to have to go. I think I won't be using it. I was going to buy it, so I think I should be giving it back to the chap and say, look, I've tried it out, and I don't think it's for me. The tractor, of course, is absolutely brilliant, but not the topper. I think with the lawnmower and the strimmer, it's going to be much better, because we're aiming to put in more veg patches and more growing areas, which you can't really weave around with such a big tractor. Now, when we took on the land, we had the grass cut by our friend. His tractor was slightly smaller, and so was the attachment on the back. Also, we hadn't put in quite so much growing area, so much so that it was easier for him to do that. So, and not that I want to buy a ride-on mower, really. I think it can all be done with push mowers, or a sort of a petrol mower that you push, if you see what I mean. I think that's all very easily done, and strimming. I think this is just one job that is a bit overkill with the tractor, and unnecessary. So I've been strimming a bit of the grass as well. One thing that I do need to do, I think, is to try and level the grass, because where it has lain for a long, long time and clumps have grown, you get these huge bumps. So I think over the next however long it is, one will start to level out the bumps in the grass, so the mower can get in there a bit better. And having cut it down now, I'm just wandering round, going over to certain areas where it's particularly bumpy, I think that's going to be where I sort that out, because the mower just gets stuck in these lumps and bumps of, I guess you'd call them trussocks, wouldn't you? Now, I think there are other ways of doing it. I think you can get a roller on the tractor, so I think that would work all right. So, yeah. But on this, I'm just standing at the edge of a slight slope here, and I think we're going to put more veggies in there. And we've got these fruit trees, you see, and cherry is a fruit. We've got these cherry trees, hawthorn trees, willow. You just can't really weave in and out of them, and it would be a bit daft. And I can whiz round with a combination of the two, so that saves me a little bit of money that I was going to spend on this topper. So I'm glad I tested it out, and I'm glad I got it working, and I understand how it works and all of that. But really, I think the tractor's main usage is pulling things, really, and potentially ploughing if we wanted to plough some areas. I don't know. We still got to think, because we do like the no dig business and don't really want to dig up. And there might be a better way of getting rid of the roots of plants and let those roots decompose, because they'd be putting good nitrogen and other goodness into the ground if we're able to just let the roots of stinging nettles and thistles die off. So it may be unnecessary to do the ploughing, really. Let's see how we go. It's a bit cooler today, actually. But that's quite nice with all this hot weather we've had. I mean, that's only now, of course. It's going to get a lot hotter. It is going to get... somebody said we've got another heat wave coming. Could do with some more rain, because the ground is quite hard. But the plants are doing very well, what we have got. There are some disappointments and things that we've not been successful, or things are too early for. But the polytunnels, the second polytunnel, has done really well. I'm really pleased with that. And Julia said that, could I have another one, please? Because she's filled that one up. We picked up some tobacco plants as well. So that was really nice. So we have been filling it up, as they say. Everything is abundant at the moment. It is rather lovely to see. One of the most pleasant things here. Sorry, just having a slurp there. One of the most pleasant things, I think, is at the end of one's session, whether we're just up for the day or whether we're staying a couple of days, as we like to do, and it's so necessary to do that because of the watering late at night and sometimes first thing in the morning, and attending to everything, especially in these hot days, and living so far away from the land, is to be able to sit down, have a pipe, I know that's not everybody's thing, and just take stock of what one's done in the day and the pride and satisfaction of having worked on everything and getting it all done. And of course, if we're here cooking the meal and tasting our own veg that we've grown, along with whatever meats that we're eating, it's just, it's very nice. Another thing that we've certainly learnt is how nature is prodigious in growing. I scythed an area not so long ago of stinging nettles, which is sort of, I'm just looking at it now, an area that I'd scythed of stinging nettles and mostly stinging nettles and some brambles and things, and within a week or two it all grown back. And it does that, you know, you turn your back having cleared an area and it's all grown back. It's incredible. So yesterday I was reinforcing my clearance, as it were, my domination over that little bit of land by strimming it this time, which worked easily. I like the scythe. It's very nice and it's very quiet, and you can do that in the evenings and you're not bothering anyone, which I think is a nice thing. The strimmer, of course, is loud, and I don't do it for too long because A, I don't want to bother neighbours, but also I don't want it ringing in my ears. And I have I've got one of these helmet things that you put on, or is it called a helmet? I suppose it is, with a visor and ear defenders. But stupidly, I left it at home. So, although I've got some safety glasses because I don't want to get anything flying up into my one good eye, I don't like to have the ringing in the ears. I'm sure you know what I mean there, when you have these loud tools. So I don't do it for too long, but you know, you stop and do it again and then do it again and so on.
great fun.
So today I've got to sort of work out what I'm doing today. There's a number of projects on the go. I want to do a bit more clearance work. One of the objects that I'm planning is to extend the track area so it goes in a big horseshoe shape effectively round the land, so that the tractor can access certain parts, which at the moment is either there's trees in the way or there's brambles or there's stumps. And the point of that is so that we can, when next year particularly, we want to get the tractor to certain points in the land, there is a sort of a route, really. It's a sort of track that we, because I don't want to drive the tractor all hither and thither, because when it's raining and what have you, it's a bit, it'll get rutted, and that will make using the lawnmower on the grass difficult. So it's kind of like a train track, I suppose. I want to make an area so that the tractor can access, is close enough for things like certain areas. I want to put in some heritage wheat, not a huge load of it, but quite, you know, not extensive fields and acres, because I haven't got acres and acres, but, you know, sort of certain square meterage of it, oats and various things like that to try and experiment, really, about growing some of that and what it's like. And then, of course, when you're harvesting those sort of things, it would be great to have the tractor come in so that you can, we'd harvest it by hand, but put it onto the tractor's trailer so we can bring it to where we need it later on for threshing and various things, and then what have you, you know, doing some bread making, which would be fun. And also, that's the idea, so that you can go round and access certain places, and rather than having to, if you're doing quite a bit of it, rather than just using the wheelbarrow, because that would be tedious, if you see what I mean. And also you may be wanting to drag bits of equipment or tow bits of equipment or bits of, you know, things into that area, bags of seed, for example. It may be big, heavy bags of seed. So you bung them in the trailer and then bring them round to the certain areas of the land that you want. It's only 2.5 acres, let's be fair. So it's not a massive area, but it's not small either. You know, it's not like a garden. So that's one of the things. And the one end, we haven't really done a huge amount with, and is overgrown. It's got these spruce trees in it and lots of brambles and things. And there's another area there where we want to put a very small little coppice of sweet chestnut and hazel. So probably, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 trees of each species down there. Very, very, you know, titchy little area, really. But it would be nice. It would be nice. And if it brings us some nuts, that's good. The hazel hopefully will bring some upright poles for all sorts of usage. We've got some hazel already. Did I say? Yes, hazel, that's right. Not willow. We've got some hazel with some straight poles and things already that could be pared down, which is quite good. And some of them are already producing nuts, so that's lovely. So that's nice. It's nice to have a few nut trees. We've got a walnut trees that we planted, and we don't want those to be too big, and they can be. So we've got to keep an eye on all these trees, do a bit of pruning and things. So there's lots for the next 5 years to be getting on with, I can tell you. And it's just great fun, and it's lovely being outside and away from all the stresses and strains. And of course, once I've got a bit more of a handle on all of this, I am desperate to get back to doing some writing. And these mornings, as well as obviously doing things like The Naked Englishman, but these mornings would be lovely to get up and spend a couple of hours writing novels. I mean, you know, I know they're not going to sell and make huge amounts of money, but I enjoy doing it. It's a challenge on the old cerebral front, and I like storytelling. And that'll hopefully sell some. And it's nice to get these stories out, really. And then a combination of sitting there typing and then the rest of the day moving about the land and doing all these tasks and planting and watering is very, I suppose it's idyllic, but it's also therapeutic, I think. And if one can do this sort of thing, that would be ideal. Of course, we're still trying to find, in an ideal world, a house that's a bit closer, that's within our price range. You get up, do a bit of writing in the house, wherever that is, or come up to the land and have a little area for writing if it's nice and warm. It'd be lovely to sit outside. This is an ongoing project as well, getting a house. It doesn't have to be a particularly big house if we're mostly out and about on the land. But we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. It's all a question of seeing how it pans out. Anyway, I can see that my pipe is beckoning, and so I won't bore you with me sitting here lighting my pipe. And the sun is trying to burn its way through the sky blanket, as ever. I can see the bloody chemtrails going up all over the place. But I shall leave you now to enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.